Hello, I'm the Paisley Print author, and I don't really have a poem today, though now I've said that I do feel inclined to read one. I just wanted to go over what I've been doing for the last few weeks because I've had my first radio interview with RFM Manchester. I was interviewed by Ruth, and that went really well. I was told that I was a natural on the radio, which is really nice to hear because it's something I've always wanted to do. And I got thinking about, recording the audiobook for Who Built the Humans. I asked them if I could potentially use their studio, because if you don't ask, you'll never know, will you? So I asked about that, and I want to have a job on radio at some point, so I was looking into that as well. But the interview itself was really good. I got quite a few more sales after the interview, which was good, and more attention on Instagram. And then after that, I met some new friends on Instagram as well, basically fans. But I'm at that stage in my career where I have the time to talk to everyone who likes my book. So it's sort of like it's like a like new friendships develop in a way. It's weird because I look up to some people. I followed some people on Instagram about a year and a half ago and thought these people are really good artists and it turns out that they like my book, and I think oh, that's really cool. So that's the sort of, not to use the N word that's very offensive and that nobody's allowed to use on the radio. But networking is, yeah, it's one of those things. I don't like the word, but it is something that's it is important. And I don't like proactively doing it. I don't like going to to events with the end goal being I'm going to treat every conversation like a transaction, because well, in truth, I'm just not that sociopathic. I can't really do that. I just like having a laugh. So I can flip that switch on and think, right, when I'm doing my Amazon adverts, I need to look at this really coldly. You know what? I just told my mum to be quiet when I'm recording this one during the daytime, and I can hear her punching bags of crisps downstairs. She's just laying into them. We've got a terrorist crisp packet downstairs, and she's interrogating it American style with a baseball bat, allegedly. She occasionally listens to these, so that was for her benefit. I'm not actually insulting her. It's a joke. Sometimes I make jokes. Instagram isn't best pleased with this fact, but it's a thing that happens. I make jokes sometimes. Interns need to learn to cope with it. So what have I been up to? Well, on the 24th of September, I saw a badger. I also shipped two paperbacks of Who Built the Humans and one ebook. So I moved 3 books per day on that day. It's usually one or two. So that was a little spike for me. The 25th of September, I went to the LDRC rebrand. My brother's in a care home and they're rebranding it. I can't remember what the new brand is. Think it's called like opportunity giving respect love compassion.com forward slash respect high five being nice to things. I feel bad taking the piss out of the title. The person who came up with it's really nice, but I don't remember the title, so I'm really taking the piss out of my own memory. That's my excuse. On the 26th of September, I was meant to go to Switchblade Poetry in Manchester, an event which marked my sort of return to poetry, really, after a few difficult years. At the end of 2018, I went. Or was it 2019? It's not relevant. At the end of one of those years, I went and did a poem, and they said, "Oh my God, you're really good. Didn't know you could put so many complicated words together in a way that made sense. Would you like to headline?" I said yes. They were going to book me to headline in March 2020. The apocalypse happened, and now it's not even going to be March 2021. It's going to be March 2022. So, yeah, that's the whole thing. She's still punching crisp packets. I can still hear her doing it. I don't know what I said. Don't. Oh my God. I'm going to go downstairs, and she's so small. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to push her in between the gaps in the floorboards, and then I'm going to go, "Ha ha! You stay there. Small old person." One day I hope that I'm a famous comedian so I can do what Ramesh Ranganathan does and take his mum. Not even take my mum, take Ramesh's mum on a holiday. Yeah, that's a whole thing. I'm getting really distracted. I don't know what she's doing. I actually genuinely can't fucking concentrate. I'm still going to publish this episode. On the 26th of September. Yeah, I'm still going to publish this episode, but I'm going to end it now. I'm going to go and ask my mum politely to run out of crisp packets sometime soon.